It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. If you're looking for something to read on the beach this summer, particularly if the beach you're going to be sitting on is on Clear Lake, Loretta Ellsworth has the perfect book for you. It's called Stars Over Clear Lake and takes readers back in time to Clear Lake, Iowa, and the surf ballroom during World War II. Ellsworth grew up in Mason City. She now lives in Lakeville, Minnesota. And although she's published 4 young adult novels, this is her first book for grown-ups, and she is here with me now. Hello, Loretta.
Hi, Charity. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. And I would love for you to start us off by reading us just a little bit from the book to give us an idea of what it's about.
Okay. Well, it's a book that goes back and forth in time between the 1940s and 2007, and it follows this character, Lorraine, from when she's a teenager until she's in her late 70s. So I'm going to read a portion, maybe just of when it's a story of she's a farmer's daughter who lives near Clear Lake, and she meets a German prisoner of war who's working on her father's farm during the war while her brother is off fighting the Nazis. And so I'm going to read a part where she just meets this German prisoner of war the first time.
Okay.
In the 1940s. Okay. And her father has asked her to bring a basket of food to the prisoners. I cut through the thick grove of trees behind the barn, then stopped in my tracks, almost dropping the food. Right in front of me was a man. No, not a man. He was more of a boy, not much older than Pete. His blonde hair was messy, and he wore a sleeveless T-shirt stained with grass and dirt. I could see the outline of muscle through the shirt. His green jacket lay crumpled next to him. He was sitting against a haystack, smoking a cigarette, staring out at the field with a faraway look in his eyes. I took in a breath at the sight of the enemy right in front of me. I thought of turning back and running, but this was our farm. I couldn't hide forever. You'd best be careful or you'll burn down the farm, I said, remembering how Daddy warned us to be mindful where we burn trash. He jumped and almost dropped his cigarette, seemingly as spooked by my presence as I'd been of his. He composed himself and looked at me as though I was a curiosity. Your cigarette, I said. He shrugged and kept on smoking. I imitated his smoking motion. He offered me a cigarette. I shook my head. No. He pointed to the cigarette. Verboten? Yes, whatever you said. 9. No smoking, I said again, a bit louder. He pointed across the field where other workers were taking a break. Several of them were smoking too. We'll see about that. I walked on to find Daddy.
That's Loretta Ellsworth reading from her book Stars Over Clear Lake, a romance novel that takes place both in almost present day, in 2007, and back in the 1940s during World War II. A farm outside of Clear Lake, Iowa. A lot of the plot takes place at the surf ballroom in Clear Lake. And Loretta, this is a landscape that you were very familiar with growing up because you grew up in Mason City. Tell me a little bit about the lore about the surf ballroom as you were growing up. What kind of role did that play in your childhood?
Well, for one, my parents had met at the surf ballroom. So there was that. And I attended the surf at concerts and dances many times when I was growing up. I knew, like most North Iowans, I knew how the surf ballroom was associated with Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, who played their last show there before their plane crashed just north of town. So I was aware of all that. I knew quite a bit about the surf.
And when did your parents meet there?
In the 1940s. So...
So that has a definite parallel to the plot in the novel because the main character meets her husband at the surf ballroom in the 1940s. Was this inspired by your parents' romance?
It was. It was partly inspired by their romance. I know that I had often wondered how it would be for them, what it was like meeting for the first time and dancing at the surf ballroom. So that was partly inspired by that, yes.
Well, and I think about those years during the 1940s, big band music was, at its peak, and ballrooms like the Surf Ballroom, I mean, they were also really at their peak during the 1940s. Did your parents talk about what it was like to go hear a big band at the Surf?
They did a little bit, and also they've both passed away, but I also spoke to two of my aunts who went to the Surf Ballroom quite a bit, and one of the things that they both said was how lucky they felt to be able to see all these wonderful bands and singers, who were very famous, all of them played at the Surf.
Yeah, I mean, you write about some of them in the book as well, Jimmy Dorsey, and
right.
so many others made their way through Clear Lake, Iowa, as they toured around the country. This time, you read a little bit from the book featuring a German POW. That is another piece of Iowa history, that there was a camp for prisoners of war near Algona, Iowa. And those prisoners of war, those German prisoners of war, did do work on local farms. Was that a piece of history that you knew about when you were growing up in Mason City?
I knew about it because we would drive from our home in Mason City to visit our cousins who lived in Bancroft. And my father, on the drive, he always pointed out a sign in Algona that was near the airport that commemorates the POW camp that was there. It was torn down. And so we would stop once in a while, and he would make us read it.
So here's a little vindication for the dad that made you read the sign at the edge
right.
of the road.
Right.
Oh, that's wonderful. So as you have been a young adult novelist, and I know you also spent many years as a teacher, how long has this story been kind of cooking in your brain, putting together pieces from your childhood?
I know. I don't think you always realize how long a story is. It was years ago that someone had mentioned that I should write about the POW camp. And at the time, I wasn't really interested, but I think, things stick in your head. And a mentor of mine says that we write behind our own backs, which I think is true. And I've always been intrigued by the Surf Ballroom. It's such a magical, mystical place on its own. And so it seemed that when I kind of wanted to write about the Surf Ballroom, but I couldn't find a way into that story. But then when I combined the POW camp with the Surf Ballroom, the story seemed to just sort of take off on its own.
Well, and I know that winter dance party really looms large for people when they think about the Surf Ballroom, which was really, although the Surf Ballroom is still a wonderful place to visit, that was kind of marked the end of the heyday for the Surf Ballroom and for the ballrooms that were all over Iowa. So was it kind of hard to get past that, which is that moment in history that looms so large in that part of the state?
It was. When I first thought about writing about the Surf, I thought it would be set in the time of the Buddy Holly in that time, because that is such an important part of the Surf history. But it didn't end up being in this story. But, in the Surf, in the 1940s, there were over 2,000 ballrooms across the United States, and now it's less than 100, So I knew that at one point the Surf was almost torn down as well. So, I wanted to write a story that would capture the magic of a place that had hung on through the years and survived, basically.
Well, and it almost didn't survive. In
right.
1947, the Surf Ballroom burned down, which is something that plays an important role in the plot in your novel. And obviously, you've fictionalized that a little bit as well. And I'm not going to give any secrets away, because there's a little mystery that is a thread throughout the novel that has to do with that. Do you remember when you learned about the Surf burning down?
Well, actually, when I started writing the story, I had no idea that there was another Surf. I didn't know that part of the history. And it wasn't until I started researching that I discovered that the Surf had burned down in 1947 and it rebuilt across the street in 1948. So it actually had been on the lake itself before that. So that, because of the fire, and as I researched, they never really came up with a cause for the fire. So that kind of gave me some momentum in my present-day story and a little mystery, as you said.
Did you spend time in Clear Lake as you got inspiration for this story, doing research?
I did. I spent a lot of time at the Clear Lake Library in the History Center and at the Surf Ballroom. I did spend quite a bit of time there.
You also, this, as you mentioned, most of this takes place during World War II. The German POWs aren't the only part of real Iowa history that make an appearance in this. You also, the main character's brother, goes off to war. Mm-hmm. Was that a part of your family's experience? Again, were those stories that you heard about growing up?
They were. My father fought in the war, and my father actually was German. He grew up in Iowa, but he was from a large German family, and they spoke German at home. But he did fight for the United States Army during World War II. So there was that part of it, too, as well.
So did you draw on family stories when you were creating this relationship between your main character and her brother and the rest of the family?
Not particularly. I mean, I had heard lots of stories, about the families, but I didn't have any relatives who had, I did have several relatives who fought in the war, in World War II. But I didn't draw on that as much. I think I grew up in the 1970s, so I drew a little bit more from the Vietnam War in personal inspiration for some of the story.
You're going to be doing a number of events around Iowa. I realize you're living in Lakeville, Minnesota, but you're going to be doing an event at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake on Sunday, June 11th. What is it like to think about bringing the book to the surf?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, I can't imagine a better place to celebrate this book. There's also going to be a big band that plays afterwards. So how fun is that?
As the book has been released, I mean, obviously this isn't just for Iowa audiences. Now, as an Iowan reading the book, and as somebody who's a little bit of a history buff, too, and I knew about some of these things, so it brought a lot of pieces together in one story that were close to my heart. So I can imagine a lot of Iowans will really enjoy that. But, of course, it's intended for people everywhere. Have you had any readers already who have been like, this almost seems far-fetched, this little part of Iowa that touched so many parts of the world?
It does. And actually, my agent and my editor are both in New York. We're kind of in flyover country here. So actually, we were doing some of the edits for the book, and I had mentioned to my editor that I wanted to stay as true as possible to the actual facts of what actually happened at the Surf Ballroom. And she said, "You mean that's a real place? I thought you made it up." So I said, "No." I said, "It's a real place." And so she said, "Well, you have to include an author's note because people won't believe this." I said, "Yeah, okay." So I did.
Oh, that's funny because it's so easy to take it for granted here in Iowa.
Right.
Have you already gotten some response from people who maybe grew up in, I know the book's only been out a couple of weeks, but grew up in Mason City and the Clear Lake area?
I have. A friend of mine lives in Clear Lake and belongs to a book club. And she said of the seven women in her book club, one of them met their spouse at the Surf Ballroom. And so she says that they have verifiable fact that one in every seven Clear Lakers have met their spouse at the Surf Ballroom.
You'll need an author's note on that one,
right?
As well. So having written for young adults, what made you want to write a novel for adults?
Well, actually, the story itself sort of dictated it because of the fact that it goes back and forth in time and that she ages to be a woman in her late 70s. And I loved that part of the story as well, of her harboring this deep secret about the Surf Ballroom and the fire that destroyed it. And I liked her being able to reflect back, and I felt that the big band era, all of that would appeal to adult audiences more than young adults, although I think young adults, you know, might enjoy reading this as well.
I was actually just going to say that. I could imagine, especially a teenager with connections to that area, really enjoying the book. And there's nothing in it. It's a romance novel, but there's nothing in it that would make me as a mother say, no,
right.
They shouldn't
right.
read that. What do you hope people take away from your story?
You know, I think ultimately it's a love story. So I think there's that, and just the little the things that we don't realize that are happening right beneath our noses. Sometimes so many people are unaware of the POW camps and even the iconic Surf Ballroom. A lot of people in the country aren't aware of that too.
You mention a lot of different songs and music throughout the book as well, which led me to dig a little deeper into my playlist and listen to some music that I love. Are you hoping also that people maybe will get in touch with that part of our culture?
I do. I when I was doing research and listening to so many songs from that era, it was like, I really love this music. And I hadn't been a fan of it as much before, but I am now. So, yes, I hope that they do.
Well, Loretta, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Loretta Ellsworth is the author of the new novel, Stars Over Clear Lake. It is a romance novel that takes place in Clear Lake, Iowa, in the 1940s and also in 2007 as well. And it's a book that I'm sure many people will enjoy through the summer. She's going to be doing a program at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake on Sunday, June 11th at 4 p.m. She'll also be at Prairie Lights Bookstore in Iowa City on June 27th. So you can mark your calendar for that one as well. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. The program is produced by Ben Stanton, Dennis Reese, Lindsay Moon, and Emily Woodbury. We want to welcome a couple of new assistant producers to our staff. Helena Thompson and Robbie Broad will be joining us for the summer months. You can get in touch with us anytime. Talk of Iowa at iowapublicradio.org is our email address. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. I'm on Twitter as well, at Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.